This is F Society IRC Podcast, a Mr. Robot show. I'm your moderator of this chat, Hirosha Shive.
Hello. This is your moderator, Hirosha Shive, and I'm here with my season four predictions and my Mr. Robot to shoot two t-shirt giveaway. Sorry for the different kind of locale. Had a go work for the man earlier than I expected, so I wasn't able to do this video proper. So here we go. So season three ended with basically a reset. You have Elliot and Mr. Robot back on the same side, if you will. You have Philip Price still in control of E-Corp, but not for very long. You have Angela, you know, just kind of being kind of back in her state of season one where she is a little bit lost, you know. She doesn't have a solid positioning in life. She's not meeting her goals, if you will. Darlene's back to the state where she was give no fucks Darlene. And White Rose is still in charge of her project, the Washington Township Plant. Tyra Wellick, you know, he is still at E-Corp. But he has the position he desired, but he has none of the power that he desires. So everyone's kind of back to square one. And it would be interesting to see what Sam Esmail and the writers do from here. Because with the rewind, if you will, the reset, the going back in time and undoing the 5-9 hack, is that going to make a difference? We saw a bit of a social commentary and dialogue from Darlene's companion at the end teaser when we saw the return of Veer, the drug dealer, the brave traveler, that it's not going to make a damn difference. Everyone will be in debt. E-Corp will, you know, still be shit. The economy will be what it is, and the wealthy, the rich, are still going to prosper. And yet, Elliot has this notion in his head. Now, I've talked about it through season one, season two, not so much season three, but just a little bit, how he thinks he can be the hero. He believes he can solve this somehow, and it's his major flaw. And now that he knows, you know, the extent of the Dark Army, he still has that malware, which I'm sure they'll probably boot him out soon enough. But he still thinks he can win this. And Philip Price made a very pointed comment to him, and kind of pointed comment to a lot of would-be revolutionaries, that leaders inspire the agenda. And right now, Elliot is a leader of a cause with no followers. Yeah, he has Darlene, but everyone else is pretty much dead or devastated. Which makes me come to my first prediction. I believe that one, that Angela is going to be a leader that inspires the agenda. She's going to go on full vengeance mode, and she's going to try to fuck up the Washington Township plant delivery. Either by taking pieces of it, stopping it altogether, exposing it for what it is, whatever her plan is, Angela's going to do that. And she's going to inspire the agenda within, I would say, E-Corp. E-Corp right now, I would say the morale is very low amongst the troops. I think a lot of people are very shaky, hesitant that they're going to get fired. They're going to get canned, if you will, because all that's gone on. You know, they're working here because they need those E-coins. They need a paycheck, if you will. And not because they want to be with this corporation, with this company. And I think Angela somehow will inspire within E-Corp the need, the desire to rise up and be like a good force of financial well-being. At the same time, taking out the Washington Township plant, if you will. I think Angela will somehow morphin into White Rose. I think she will become obsessed with, as what is it that Philip Price said, with their delusion, and start whacking motherfuckers right and left to get her agenda down, which is to get back at White Rose, because White Rose, in essence, made her a murderer. You know, Angela did go with the plan. She knew she was making a terrorist act. She thought she was taking E-Corp from within, but she constantly asked about the evacuation plan that they had. You know, we're going to get these people out. We're not actually going to kill people. We're just blowing objects. Of course, that's not what happened. And maybe part of her knew that was not, that's what was going to happen. Maybe not. Maybe she was that naive and thinking, you know, rah-rah to the cause. Second, making her believe that her mother would come back. That whatever the Washington Township device is. And I'm actually going to do a completely separate video on the Washington Township plant. But, yeah. Making her believe that she can have her mother back, that the dead would come back, really fucked with her. More so than the death of, what is it, 3,000 to 4,000 people? More so than that. So we have that going on. So yeah, I think Angela is going to morph into White Rose in season 4. She is going to fuck up with the Washington Township plant delivery. Two, Dom. Dom's going to be the best damn mole the Dark Army ever had. She is going to surpass all expectations. And this is going to perturb Irvin. Because Irvin knows. He's seen her. He knows. She wasn't going to turn. And the only reason she turned was because of the threat of the family. But now, she's going to be the best mole ever. Ever in existence. When you pull up all the mole categories, all the, you know, spy, traitors, whatever, she's going to be the best. The goddamn best ever. And we're going to see her, I think, conflict with Elliot and Angela and F Society, but build her own. Maybe we'll get insight of her inner murky mind of how she's going to get back at Irvin, get back at the Dark Army, but she is going to be the greatest fucking mole ever. And I think people are going to be very shocked how well she does, how gusto she is, how diligent she is, how exemplary she is in her job. And people are going to start hating her because she's probably going to do some actions and acts. They're going to test her some vile things, and she's going to do it without hesitation. She's just going to do what is necessary to keep her family alive. So that is for season 4. If she survives season 4 somehow and gets to season 5, then I think we'll see the flippening. But for season 4, best damn mole ever. Let's see. Irvin will be back. Don't know when, in what capacity. Maybe he'll be back to his old position, but he'll be back. Darlene. I think Darlene's got to go. I think Darlene is what Dom said she is, a very terrible person. We already know this. But her blasé attitude, kind of, her not exactly the kind of breakdown that we saw a little bit from Elliot, realizing what he had done with Trenton and Moby, and with the fact that he might be losing his sister, the fact that Angela's completely cracked. We saw some of that from Angela from the very kind of beginning with Cisco, but that was kind of a reflection of herself, because it had to deal with herself, really, because she loves Cisco, and Cisco and her together, I guess, were going to be this thing, and they were going to do things together. So it was more of a her thing. I don't think she has any sense of empathy. I think she might be an actual, like, sociopath. And she's got to go. She's got to go. She's had some really kind of fuck-ups. She's not as good as she thinks she is. And I think she's going to get got somehow. And I'm not, as much as I love the character, kind of with it, all the actions and totality of it all upon reflection, I'm not going to be terribly sad that she's gone. I just want to make the, I want to know if the death is going to be very awesome, is all. So yeah, my prediction is season 4, Darlene is going to die. I know that seems to be everyone's prediction, but for every season, but I think this is finally, it's finally going to happen, season 4. Okay, so Elliot. So we had Veer show up. That's the wild card. I have no idea where they're going to go there. That I stated in the my season review, that can be either the jump the shark moment, or if they stick the landing, one of the greatest moments in television. I don't know what their conflict's going to be. I don't know what his agenda is or whatever, or how it's going to deal with Elliot. But I think Elliot, he needs to somehow be, as Philip Price says, the leader that inspires the agenda. He needs to come up with a plan that deals with both the Dark Army and Evil Corp, and as well as the rest of the 1%ers that have benefited. I'm not sure just hacking is going to do it. And I'm not a proponent for violence or anything like that, but I think we're going to need some really more out-of-the-box thinking from Elliot on this. And not only that, but some really serious inspiration, whether it be Elliot in the Elliot form or Elliot in the Mr. Robot form, like some really hardcore, serious, rah-rah, I can see why people follow him, like into the canons type of revolutionary thinking and thought. That's my expectation. The other expectation is they gotta explain how it is that neither Elliot nor Mr. Robot at this point in the show know that White Rose, they know about the Washington Township plant and device, but that she was behind it the whole time. I mean, did they know? Did they care? If she was part of the Washington Township plant device, a device, whatever you will, why hasn't he really gone after her the same gusto that he's gone after Evil Corp? It kind of doesn't make sense. Did he find out about the device kind of like last minute when he was hacking through the Dark Army and realized its importance? Why did he not know beforehand? Because it's very strange that the Dark Army, Evil Corp and all that, you know, they have this bond, they have this linkage that goes back decades, that Elliot was unaware of it. And it all centers around the Washington Township plant, which, as I stated before, is a MacGuffin. But I'm going to go in detail by explaining the histories of MacGuffins in film, you know, what type of MacGuffin the Washington Township plant and device is, and its implications for not only the series, but its moments throughout the seasons. Going to go real detail in the editing for this. Yes, you might see some Adobe Pro going on. But anyways, that is the one wrinkle of all of this that's really bothered me. And it's bothered me, quite frankly, since season 2. A little bit from season 1 because we got the tease. But really season 2 when we find out exactly the stint that White Rose is associated with the Washington Township plant. And finally, we need to find out exactly how Elliot Alderson died. I think we're going to find that out season 4. Because the dates don't match. His collapse in the movie theater and his death date don't match. I'm wondering if maybe, even though he collapsed and everything, that maybe his cancer recovered. Because he was going through treatments. He didn't stop. And they killed him anyways. Or he did something in those last moments to cause the Dark Army to actually kill him. Did they give them cancer? I mean, there's some little caveats there. There's some little explanation that needs to go on. And finally, they need to explain how Elliot has a split personality. Because what is known and documented is anyone who has a split personality is primarily a direct result of trauma. Like really abusive trauma in their childhood, and this is the development of the personalities is a way of protecting the mind. And thus far, we haven't seen that from Elliot's father. We've seen some of that from his mother, but his mother hasn't made an appearance since really season 2. So we need to see something. We need to see that really abusive trauma or something going on to explain the fact that Elliot has this superhero worship like personality, because it can't be just from a head trauma. That's That doesn't make sense. That's not how that works. So I think that we'll see Edward Alderson's death and the breakdown of that. We may even see more of Angela's mother and her position and relationship to the Washington Township plant development, and exactly what it is that she did as Angela goes in her pursuit of vengeance. For the most part, those are my predictions. Darlene's going to die. We're going to find out how Edward Alderson is going to die. Angela's going to turn into White Rose, go on vengeance mode. I think Philip Price is going to die. Tyler Wellick is going to stew for a while on season 4. I really don't know what his position is now that he's CTO and has no power. But he's still with Elliot, so we'll see. He's another wild card like Veer. Dom, best double agent ever in existence. What else? That's pretty much it. The only other announcements I have is that I participated in a season-ending kind of reflection on season 3 with Mr. Rewatch, that podcast show. I have the link in the show notes. It's supposed to come out in January with a bunch of other podcasters. As soon as it comes out, I'll promote it. I'll share it. If they have the YouTube video, I'll share it on my channel if they want to. And it was a great discussion. I have the information in the links below. Also, there Unmasked podcast, which is another Mr. Robot podcast, are doing a marathon starting at 12 p.m. Eastern on New Year's Day of the first season of Mr. Robot. I have a link in the show notes to the event as well as their Twitter, so you can follow along and go through the season 1 rewatch with them. I also have a link to a bunch of other Mr. Robot podcasts and reviewers I think that are awesome and great, that you guys might enjoy their insights about the show. I also have a link down below if you want to, you like what I'm doing, want to be helpful to all the different various Amazon affiliate associated links to the different things that were popped up to Mr. Robot, from the music to the first 2 seasons to Bad Motherfucker Wallets to movies that were mentioned in the show, which comes to my nice little segue. I will be reviewing the movies that have some influence on Mr. Robot. Fight Club. I already done Pulp Fiction this season, so I'll be doing Fight Club, Back to the Future 2, Shallow Grave. There's a couple more, but The Hitcher, which was a horror film that I mentioned, that, you know, the first, I would say definitely the first 8 episodes of the show were definitely had horror-esque elements to it. I talked about this on Mr. Rewatch, but I think Mr. Number 8, where Elliot is talking to Trenton's brother, was a ghost-themed horror, where he's talking to a ghost, talking to the dead, if you will. 9 and 10 were more like suspense thrillers. That can sometimes delve into the horror, but yeah. Okay, so the big one is called The Quiet Earth. Quiet Earth is a cult Australian classic film that I think has significant influences on White Rose and her project. And so I'm going to do a review of that. These reviews will be coming out every other week throughout the year, kind of spreading them out. We don't know exactly when Mr. Robot's coming back, but it'll be a little bit entertaining. But the priority will be my Mr. MacGuffin video, which I think I'll have coming out next Wednesday. And my attempt to interview or talk about the ARG Mr. Robot game is still ongoing. It hasn't been solved, so I'm going to see if I can get somebody on to talk about it. And of course, promoting my appearance on Mr. Rewatch podcast. And then from there. So basically, look out for Mr. MacGuffin video about the Washington Township plant. Mr. Robot ARG. I'll be trying to get somebody on to talk about that and how that has influenced throughout and developed over the seasons. Mr. Rewatch, that. Is coming out some point in January. And then Quiet Earth is probably one of the really key movie reviews that I'm doing that wasn't on the show, but I think its influences can be seen this season in particular. I'll be doing a review of that. So thank you for watching and listening. The first person to, you know, again, who is a subscriber and comment on this video will get a t-shirt. And again, the second t-shirt will go to the best comment that was made to us by a subscriber. So it's been a great season, you all. I hope you enjoy my additional content that I'll be doing. I do have other shows that I will have linked in the channels above. Hiroshi's Thought Bubble, where I talk about cryptocurrency. Hiroshi's Shy of Space Odyssey, I'm kind of retooling. I'm looking to do for this... Maybe I might do it on this channel, but I'm looking to do more like really in-depth tech reviews about some of the technical like stuff about, particularly because of net neutrality, about how to build your own mesh network, how to run a node for these different open source software programs that would help make a more better communication device and sensor resistance. It might be on this channel, it might be a different channel. I might update you on my during the Washington Township in-depth review about the MacGuffin. So thank you for all for listening, and until next time, this is Rosa Shy logging off for now.
This has been a Rosa Shy Space Odyssey Network production.